The practices and policies we adopt and use could either promote health and wellness or promote disease and illness. While many people who make policies do not make the connection, the decisions you make that perhaps inadvertently marginalize people will affect their health and wellness for a long time to come. Policies are like greetings, and some policies could be like, "I love you and I'm so glad you're here." I always think of this as like being a newborn baby in Finland. In that country, every newborn baby receives a box filled with everything that they're going to need in the year ahead. They might get clothes and diapers and even a little mattress that they can stay in, and that box becomes their first bassinet. It's no surprise that as a result, Finland has one of the lowest infant mortality rates in the whole world. On the other side of the spectrum, there are policies that actually lead to people's death, like capital punishment. In many states in the United States, we can put people to death as a point of policy. That would be on the other side of the spectrum, right? And so lots of the policies that we make, and more than you may realize in the healthcare field, lead to people either becoming well or becoming ill. The way that policies are enforced can really mean different things to different people. Like, for example, it's illegal to speed, right? And so if I get pulled over for speeding, which is something that's happened to me, I'm going to expect, being a person of middle age with light skin, that I'm going to have a smooth and a helpful interaction with law enforcement. However, as we all know, many groups such as immigrants, African Americans, Native Americans, other people of color have expressed real fear when getting pulled over by law enforcement because of a history of bad relations between community and police. So that's a way that certain policies can be felt very differently by some people rather than others. Looking at the continuing of policy greetings, we have the "I love you," or maybe "hello" or "hi." And then the not so friendly side of "what are you doing here? Get out of here. I will willingly work towards your demise." There are people who feel that moving through life, that this marginalization takes a toll. So if you feel like you are criminalized or demonized or marginalized rather than supported and helped, this likely translates to physical and emotional difficulty throughout life.